Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where do we begin today's show? Maybe with Joe, you ain't Black Biden, because as it turns out, Joe Biden is, he spent a lot of time in black churches. Joe Biden knows what it's like to be black. If anybody knows, it's a rich, old, corrupt white man, pathological liar. I mean, who wouldn't know? He knows. I mean, he got a crackhead son. I mean, isn't that the closest thing for him knowing being black? Ain't we all just a bunch of crackheads? They would vote for Democrats no matter what. I mean, certainly there's not a sane black person in America, because obviously the sane ones didn't vote for Joe, so they ain't black. Kevin Jackson Shoes, who you're listening to, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. It really bugs me that Joe Biden and the Democrats have such low ideas around what it is to be black. It really does. They just think that they can say whatever they want, do whatever they want.
Look at Joe. He's for us over there. Woo-hoo.
I mean, we're just stepping, fetching Negroes ready to go. I don't care what he say. I don't care if he talk about the black side of this town. I don't care if he talk about how, you know, he's articulate and clean. We just accept him. Joe Biden, he's our man. He can't do it. Nobody can. Here's Joe Biden talking about how much time he spent in black churches. By the way, this is the guy that also said he went to the funeral of cops that didn't even get killed. But here's Joe Biden.
I was talking downstairs. I've spent more time in the Bethel AME Church in Wilmington, Delaware than I have than most people I know, black or white, have spent in that church. Because that's where I started. I'm serious. I started a civil rights movement. I used to go to 7:30 Mass. And I'd go to 10 o'clock service with the reverend who was then running the church, is now the bishop. She's a bishop, and I'm told your bishop had been there before in South Africa. And that's where he is right now. The point is that I've been blessed to worship here before as well.
Okay, y'all. Blatant lies. I don't even know where to start. I spend more time in Bethel AME Church in Wilmington, Delaware than black folks. Okay, I guess theoretically I've never been. The majority of black people have never been. If Joe Biden's been once, he's right. He's spent more time in that church than most black people. What's he implying? Joe Biden's implying that I'm down with the black folks. I go to church where black people go to church. How many white people? Is Donald Trump going to church where black people go to church? Yeah, because Joe Biden, he so relates with us. I don't know about you, but if somebody told me Joe Biden was coming to town, I would drop everything to go see Joe Biden so I could know how to be black. And then I love it. So I went to 7:30 Mass. Then I went to 10 o'clock service. Now, I don't know about you. The only Mass I've ever heard of is in Catholic Church. You know what black people have? We have service. We don't have Mass. And Joe Biden wants you to believe that he is so pious. The man is so religious. He is so God-loving that it wasn't enough just to go to one time to church. No, he went twice on Sundays. Come on, y'all. Come on, man. I mean, come on, man. I bet he was there with Corn Pop. I bet Joe Biden and Corn Pop met up at the church, worked out their beef. You know, that thing they had when he was at the pool and the little white kid, the black kids were looking at his hairy legs that turned blonde in the sun. I you know what cracks me up about Joe Biden? And this is what I tell people. And I have this problem with my son right now. I go, sometimes you lie for sport. It's almost like you lie to see if we were willing to catch you in a lie. You know, I mean, if you're going to lie, get good at it, because Joe Biden is not good. My kid isn't either. And that's a good thing. I don't want him to be a good liar. But the president of the United States, You know, I started my civil rights there. You know, and what's funny, the minute he said it, he kind of caught himself. You know, that's why I started my, you know, when I was marching with Sons and I was got arrested with Mandela. And, you know, when I was on the bridge getting beat up and on that bus where they got beat up, and when I was part of the people that got lynched, I didn't get lynched because I hid in the woods. You know, I mean, Joe Biden makes it up just on the fly. He makes it up. What does he think is getting him? The most racially divisive, the most ideologically divisive president, fake president, in American history. And he can't even go somewhere and just say, you know what, I appreciate you, the congregation. I did not grow up this way. I'm a Catholic. And I always appreciate coming to black churches, seeing the culture of black. Things like that, man. What do you have to lie for? Think about it. Why does he do it? Affirmation, a life not well lived. Joe Biden has done things and been places that people would dream to, and it's not good enough. And I don't, look, I'm no shrink, but I've been with enough of them to tell you this. If he can't enjoy himself well enough to where he's got to continue lying about his life, he's got massive problems. Massive. I want to talk more. Because I wrote an article about it because people are talking about, Joe Biden doesn't want to, you know, his Democrats don't want him to debate Donald Trump. And I'm thinking, you people, come on, stop playing this game. Joe Biden's not going to be the candidate. He's not going to debate Donald Trump. He won't even take a cognitive test. Donald Trump kicked his butt in the 2020 debates. When every single thing Donald Trump said was true. And you know what saved Joe Biden? Cheating. Donald Trump said, you're crooked. Your son is crooked. You've taken money from China. What about that ring that Hunter got from that Russian oligarch? He laid it out. And what did it all bear? What fruit did it bear? It was absolutely true. And everybody knew it. You think Joe Biden's going to go another 4 years and Donald Trump is not going to bring this up and it's not going to come to the fore? Of course it is. It's got nowhere to go except for the truth to come to the fore. And good. It's overtime for a lot of this truth. I've written this piece on what is a Democrat strategy. They are going to let Biden go as long as they can. And then they get to place somebody in there and they get to save all that money on the primary because the DNC can place in who they want. That means get rid of Dean Phillips, get rid of Marianne Williamson, get rid of all the other challengers. They will shoehorn in Gavin Newsom. It's going to open up a whole other can of worms, but they're ready for that. Short break, folks. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I speak often of the nuttiness of leftists and leftism, and but how about that Lloyd? Lloyd Austin. Biden's defense secretary. We're going to get to that in just a bit. But this dude goes AWOL. We just talked about it a couple days ago when it happened. But he goes AWOL. It's just too much to talk about. But anyway, Lloyd Austin goes AWOL. And nobody misses him. I mean, really. Oh, my goodness. Leftists are crazy. I want to highlight some of their crazy stuff. And it involves the hyenas on The View. I call it The Ugly View. Anyway, how these people become relevant cracks me up. I listen to some of the clips from the show. And I think to myself, I've had better conversations in coffee shops with strangers than listening to Women of the View. They are so idiotic. And I'll use Anna Navarro as an example. I don't want the clips. No. Anna Navarro essentially says, look at this video of J6 where this Republican congressman is holding a gun at people. And she goes on and she rants and she says, how can you support people that would hold a gun at their constituents? And she berates this Republican congressman about how he's holding a gun on his constituents. Then they cut to commercial. They come back. And Whoopi Goldberg says, Anna, you want to say something, right? And Anna Navarro says, I want to say that the person holding the gun was not the Republican congressman, but he was either a Secret Service person or a Capitol Hill police. He was the one holding the gun. It was not the Republican. Okay, let's move on. I mean, it was essentially that. She went on a rant about this Republican who was holding a gun on his constituents. And then when it comes back and it turns out it was complete BS, oh, no harm, no foul. The same way January 6th, Ashley Babbitt gets shot and killed by a Capitol Hill police officer for doing nothing. He doesn't go to jail. In fact, he probably got promoted. That's the only bullet fired in the entire thing, and they call it the equivalent. Essentially, they've equated it to the Civil War, where over half a million, over 600,000 Americans lost their lives. That's what they equated to. They equated it to Pearl Harbor. And then when you hear them talk about it, they talk about it was an attack on the democracy. And they placate all the film that shows people sauntering through the Capitol, doing nothing, police being very cordial to the Capitol Hill police, nobody in danger. The only people who were in danger were the people who were getting fired upon by Capitol Hill police. And that's what Anna Navarro and team want you to be focused on. Is the big insurrection, and they use that word, it's intentional. They use it, it's over and over, they want it to become a worm in your head, they want people to go, but Donald Trump attacked the democracy. But that's not even what I want to talk about. I want to talk about Whoopi Goldberg, and I'm literally putting together a, I don't want to call it a mashup, but different videos of all the things that the left are afraid of with Donald Trump. And every time I do this, every time I talk about this subject, I say this. Remember, folks, Donald Trump's already been president. We know exactly what we're going to get. If he were a dictator, would he have let him get him out? No. But what do they call him? He's a dictator. When he gets in, Rachel Maddow literally said, Donald Trump, if he gets in this time, he will never leave. And this is what these clowns want you to believe. They want to get you so worked up, so anti-Trump, that you can't vote for him no matter what. And it may work on some of their constituents, but I'm going to, or the people that listen to him, but I'm going to tell you something. It's backfiring big time. But here's Whoopi Goldberg, and she's talking about what Donald Trump is going to do if he gets elected. Because we don't know what he's going to do. He's already been elected. He's already run this country better than anybody over 4 years in modern history. But we don't know what he might do. He's volatile. As they said when he was running in 2016, he's unhinged. He might push the nuclear button. He may get us into wars. He's going to ruin the economy. You think the stock market's going to go up with Donald Trump? The economy is going to tank. You think he can bring back manufacturing jobs? What's he going to do? Wave a magic wand? I mean, we don't have enough of a track record on Donald Trump. How could we possibly elect him again?
What's interesting for me is that people's faith in the country is waning. Yes. That's the thing that's pissing me off, because in fact, there's a reason Joe Biden ran the way he did. There's a reason he's running for democracy now, because that's really what's at stake. You worried that you can't pay your bill? Wait till the other guy becomes president, and you won't have to worry about it because you'll be in some camp somewhere. Because that's his promise. His promise to us is he's going to force people to do his bidding. That's what he said. I'm going to be good on day one, and I'm going to turn into this other person. So here's the deal. This is all up to you. This is all up to you. We can sit up here till we're green in the face. But this really comes down to the people. What is the country you want? Do you want the country that you kind of thought you had, where we all get to say what we think, and we don't have to be afraid of being American? And believing that, yeah, there will be people who come in, and some will get in quick, and some will take a different route, but they're coming here for a reason, because they're living in a place that's not good for their families. If you're okay with that, You understand that? Then fight for us to find a better way to make immigration work. Fight for that. Don't fight for keeping everybody out, because then we all have to leave.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to you. That is the biggest amount of drivel I've ever heard in my life. Faith in this country is waning, and that's what's pissing her off. She says, people don't believe in the country. Well, who was the one that said, make America great again and America first? If they don't believe in the country, who do they not believe in? Joe Biden's inflation? Joe Biden getting us into wars? Joe Biden's corruption? But she says, no, Biden, he ran. The reason he ran as he did was on the democracy. So what, you can't pay your bills? You don't even need to worry about that. Donald Trump's going to put you in some camps. Why are you worried about your bills? You need to be worried about the democracy. You need to be worried about what Joe Biden is protecting you from. Donald Trump. Donald Trump will force you to do his bidding. He's going to force people to do it. I don't know, maybe like... Joe Biden's forcing Merrick Garland to prosecute Donald Trump for no reason. Maybe it's like all these different municipalities are forcing Fannie Willis and various other AGs to do their bidding. I mean, maybe it's how Joe Biden's forcing the media to cover Hunter, treat him with kid gloves, the DOJ not actually being able to go after Hunter. It's amazing. She says, we want to be able to say what we want and not be afraid to be American. Who do you think can speak freely in this country? Democrats or Republicans? Conservatives or leftists? Who? And then I love how she handled immigration. Some people are getting in quick, you know, but then others are coming in the other way. But, you know, you mean the legal way?
It's Kevin Jackson Radio.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Biden administration is rejecting claims that are being made before an international criminal court that Israel is prosecuting a genocide in Gaza. During public remarks after a meeting with Israeli officials in Tel Aviv Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the claims have no merit.
Those who are attacking Israel continue to call for the annihilation of Israel and the mass murder of Jews.
Blinken also called for the release of hostages still held by Hamas. Bail is set at $750,000. $1,000 for the man charged in the suspected murder of rapper Tupac Shakur years ago. Attorneys for Dwayne Davis tried to argue in a Las Vegas court Tuesday for leniency, but the court judge set bail at that amount and then set a source hearing and laid out house arrest conditions for Davis. He's accused of killing rapper Tupac Shakur back in 1996. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you can be off your job for days and not be missed, then you're not needed. And that comment applies to the bulk of Joe Biden's administration. Think about the people, the clowns, the morons, the nincompoops that this man has hired that you don't even need. But before you get to them, look at the leader. Look at the guy who has spent, I think the numbers are 40% of Joe Biden's time as fake president has been on vacation. I mean, this guy spends more time away from his job, almost as much time away from his job as at the job. And the media actually refers to Joe Biden. I don't know if you guys know this. They call Joe Biden Holiday Joe. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I think the nation is better, quite frankly, when Joey Demento takes a break. We're safer, we're a better country without Biden and any of his staffers. I'm not trying to be funny when I say that. I honestly believe that when they're away from the job and the government is just running on, you know, autopilot, it's better than when they're involved. You couldn't say that about Trump. When Trump got involved in the government, he was looking to fix problems. And that's rare for you to say. By the way, what I said about Joe Biden, you could say about a lot of administrations. You're almost happier when they leave, they take their hands off the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. Not long ago, you remember that supply chain crisis? And Biden's transportation secretary, Mucky Muck Buttigieg, went on paternity leave. Yeah, the worst supply chain disaster in modern, probably in history. We couldn't get anything. Grocery store shelves were empty. I need to go on paternity leave with my husband. But to my earlier point, he wasn't even missed. It fixed itself. Anyway, Biden's defense secretary, Lloyd Austin, went AWOL the first of the year. He'd had enough. Lloyd Austin's like, I don't need to work for no white man. Ah, shoot. It's a new year. It's a new year. It's a new day. I'm off the plantation. I don't know what he did. I'm off the reservation. The excuse given for America's second in command of the nation's military, and quite frankly, the number one military guy, is he wanted to keep his hospitalization a secret. What are you hiding, Lloyd Austin? Really? Oh, my God. And what if Biden had started another war while Lloyd Austin was AWOL? He was missing for almost 4 days. And the reason why, look, they won't say it. I'm going to tell you what it was. He was AWOL, absent without leave. And look, he didn't even tell Biden that he was gone. I mean, I don't know whether he was like, I don't need to tell that white man nothing. Shoot. But here's the second part of it. Biden didn't miss it. Biden wasn't like, hey, we're in the midst of this war in Ukraine. Where's my number one? Where's that black dude I hired? Where's that brother? Anybody seen Lloyd? Oh, yeah, I saw him out at the Chicken Shack. I saw him out at the Chicken Shack, President. President Biden. You want me to call down Chicken Shack? Oh, man. This is so not funny. I mean, we're talking about, we're in the midst of two wars. We got Israel that Joe Biden let the terrorists attack. We got Ukraine. We got the potential for war between China and Taiwan. We got Iran flying drones over and menacing our ships and other terrorist organizations. And Lloyd Austin is gone to have elective surgery, probably to get his male genitalia or somebody's male genitalia put on, sewed on. Or maybe he was getting a facelift because he needed to look good in front of the camera. I don't know. But I know this. This is unbelievable. That the number two guy, the chairman of the joint, what is he? Secretary of Defense. He's higher than the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. He is the guy. Another affirmative action hire from Joe Biden. Look, I don't know anything about Lloyd Austin, but here's what I do know. If Joe Biden hired him, he ain't worth 10 cents in Zimbabwe money. That dude can't be. If Biden wants to hire you, you're an idiot. It means that
will you please hire me, Mr. Biden?
Look at the luggage thief. And who's this? The dude that's a woman that they always tout. They used to tout him with the luggage thief because these were this was the Biden freak show. What you're seeing here is another part of the freak show. The affirmative action hires. Lloyd Austin, Kamala Harris. Show me your black person hired by Joe Biden. I will show you incompetence. And that's the bad news. That's what makes me mad. Because black people, we spy peoples. We are good, quality peoples. Y'all know, you're listening to one. One who is unafraid to tell you, look, if I'm not qualified for a job, I'll tell you I'm not qualified. But there's some stuff that I can do, and I'm as good at it as any white boy. Oh, yeah, y'all got me going now. Y'all messed up. You white people messed up out there. You got me riled up. Ain't your fault, though. Don't take it personal. Austin missing almost 4 days. Here's what they said. Senior Biden administration leaders, top Pentagon officials, and members of Congress were unaware for days that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin had been hospitalized. And as questions swirled about his condition and the secrecy surrounding it, the Pentagon did not inform the White House National Security Council or top advisor Jake Sullivan of Austin's hospitalization at Walter Reed Medical Center until Thursday, according to administration officials. So from Monday to Thursday, the brother was gone. They figured, I don't know what they figured, to be honest with you. I can stereotype it. He's over at the juke joint shooting dice. You don't nobody disturb Secretary Austin when he's shooting dice. Shoot. He get crazy. This is so funny to me because it showcases the level of incompetence of Joe Biden. This, people, is the guy that when you're going to go sit in the war room, this is your right-hand dude. This is your ride or die. This is the guy that, he's 24. I think he's the guy that carries the nuclear football on behalf of Joe Biden. And he was gone and nobody noticed. Nobody raised a red flag. Even the underlings didn't dare go, look, I ain't trying to start no mess, but Secretary of Defense Austin, he's getting some private stuff done in Walter Reed. I mean, nobody is doing what we used to say in the black community. They didn't even signify on a brother. Are they that scared? Were they that scared? Because this is something that rises to, big proportions. And he's technically AWOL. If you don't tell all those people in the food chain this is what you're doing, you're AWOL. We are helping a veteran that he had to go AWOL. He got a hernia mesh surgery done by the VA. It didn't do well. He was leaking fluid from his body, and they still had him deployed. The dude could barely move. He was so infected. He went AWOL in order to save his life. And do you know, this government, the Army, tried to prosecute this dude. kicked him out of the army on a, what do they call it? Not the good one. Dishonorable. Thank you. Dishonorable discharge. And we had to fight to get him reinstated so he could go back to the VA and for them to fix what they did. And he's in the process of that. I think I told you guys, he lost his job over this because he kept having to go in for VA stuff. So we were trying to help him get a food truck. But I mean, that's just the stuff that we do. That's just who we are as citizens of the United States. So we're trying to help him out. His family's right now in, what do you call it, these, not halfway house, but the place where they take people in and feed them and stuff. And he's couch surfing until we can get the funds to help him. And we've got one of our donors that's keeping him kind of going, but he's, you know, he's got a long road to hoe. But my point is, he had to get out to save his life. Lloyd Austin could have just said, hey, listen, Joe, I got to go get my genitalia reattached because them Republicans stole it. And so I'll be out a few days. Where was he? How does Biden not know where Austin is? Lloyd Austin, given everything that he's got going on militarily. And they said it. See, I read the report. CNN said Biden did not know where Lloyd Austin was. How pathetic is that as a leader? That's like saying, we're in the midst of an inflation. I don't know where my commerce secretary is. Look, somebody tell me. Look, let me just say this. Joe Biden, look at Mayorkas and the border. Is he really involved? He supposedly got Kamala Harris involved in the border. I don't know if you guys saw the interview with Mayorkas on CBS. He got torched. CBS went after him and said, what are you talking about? You've let these people come in. Republicans want you to address the source. They went after him. Maybe we'll get to that in this part of the program. But right now, as we talk about Lloyd Austin, because Lloyd, I'm just telling you, I think Lloyd is somebody's fed up with Joe Biden. Because why would you do what he did?
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be.
Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Lloyd Austin, AWOL, absent without leave. From January 1st through the 4th, Joe Biden didn't know where the top dog in the military, his Secretary of Defense, was. And the man is in the midst of startle. Joe Biden has wars going, and he's planning new wars, and he can't even find his boy. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. The level of incompetence of that administration is endless. It's boundless. But in Joe Biden's defense, Lloyd Austin is black. And Lloyd can play by different rules. Lloyd's like, what? You expect me to show up on time? What? Mr. Racist President? What? You expect me to be accountable? What? Mr. Racist President? You expect me to be able to do my job? What? How racist are you, Joe Biden? You ain't black. I think it is so funny that, can you imagine if Donald Trump's defense secretary disappeared for 4 days? How long would it take them? Donald Trump's secretary couldn't, defense secretary couldn't disappear for 4 minutes without the, Donald Trump has got the world, and he's totally got America in trouble. We're in peril. They go on, they talk about this. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan ultimately informed Biden late Thursday, soon after Sullivan himself learned that Austin had been hospitalized. Austin was admitted to the hospital on New Year's Day due to complications from an elective surgery. That was from CNN. CNN reported that. An elective surgery. But look, I don't know what the man got done. I think it was to put his male genitalia back. You know, I don't, maybe he found them. They had been misplaced, but he found them and he got them reattached. And he's like, you know, don't let anybody know how they were missing. I don't know what he was doing. I said he either got a facelift or he got his male genitalia, because he's got some mean countries to battle. And, you know, a boy got to look good in front of the camera. How bad is it that this guy was gone for 4 days and nobody noticed? Biden didn't miss him, at least if you believe the narrative. Biden didn't know he was gone and didn't know, didn't care. And I repeat, he did not know Austin was having this surgery, and thus, that's AWOL status. But there is the possibility, and I mean, if we're on the subject of how competent Joe Biden is, there is the possibility old Joe didn't know. I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Oh, Joe, just, he was told and he forgot. Lloyd's like, hey, Joe, I got to go get reattachment surgery, and I'm going to be gone for a few days. Whatever. Okay. Look, I don't know. Regardless of how things shake out, this can't look good for Joe Biden. It does not look good for Austin. And certainly, if you're our enemies and you're watching America and you're going, the number two guy disappeared. No one know. No one even know. Yeah. Oh. Why invade Taiwan when you can invade America? Heck, the Chinese flew a spy balloon over our entire country. Where was Lloyd then? Have we even ascertained that? I mean, certainly we should be able to geo-track his phone and know where he was when a Chinese spy balloon was flying over the country, Mrs. Secretary of Defense. Was he hanging out with the luggage thief? God. I mean, wouldn't that explain why the Chinese have been running roughshod over us? Why they've infiltrated every aspect of our government. They've infiltrated academia. They fly spy balloons over the place. They reclassify material supplied to them by Vice President and Senator Joe Biden. And now even his son is in partnership with him. I mean, doesn't this explain a lot? Man. What about Biden's war in Ukraine? With his defense secretary, MIA, you should feel very confident that the money we're sending to Ukraine, these tens if not hundreds of billions of dollars, is certainly being looked at. You know, they're keeping up, boy. Lloyd's all over it. Elective surgery. Complications from an elective surgery. I want to know what it is. I want to know what Lloyd had done. What did he do? Did he get an eyebrow lift? A tummy tuck? What did he get that would take him out of circulation for 4 days? Does anybody remember the Cuban crisis? We only had days to respond to that. What if we, I don't know, maybe we had something similar to that. I know there was an issue with the Solomon Islands not that long ago, and the Chinese benefited from that. Where is there accountability in this administration for anything? I want to see how they cover up for him. I'm anxious to hear the plan. What's the media going to actually say about it? Because you remember this. When Joe Biden screwed the pooch in Afghanistan, Lloyd Austin came on TV. I remember, well, this was the best evacuation ever in the history of mankind. And we did really good. And, you know, everything was good. And we served some ribs and some Kool-Aid to the people leaving. And, So what, 13 Marines died, and it was chaos at the airport, and we left billions of dollars of equipment and money for the Taliban, but it was as best as it could ever be done, and I'm going to go back and, sit with old Meemaw. I mean, it was so unprofessional that even as I joke about it now, I'm sitting here going, I can't even do it justice trying to make stuff up about it. You killed 13 Marines. It was chaos. You left Americans behind. There's probably still Americans in there going, they ain't never coming to get us. They ain't never coming. People were running for their lives. I heard a videotape. Do you remember this? My producer's looking at me like, yeah, we probably have the tape. I heard a video of audio tape of somebody going, if they don't get us out of here soon, we are done. We can't keep running from house to house because the Taliban was breaking down doors. Anyway, I go back to this. Look, the good news for Lloyd Austin is nothing's going to happen to him. Yeah, he can claim racist. If he don't report to work, he'd say, hey, occupational hazard of hiring an affirmative action brother. And people get mad. Kevin, you don't know if he's affirmative action. You don't know anything about Lloyd. You're right. I don't know anything about Lloyd Austin. Here's what I know about him, though. Here's the little bit that I do know. Joe Biden hired him. Yeah. Mic drop. Beep. Joe Biden hired him. So you got to live with this. The man that oversaw the de-escalation, or whatever you want to call it, when we left Afghanistan, came on TV and said it was the best. People were talking about it was worse than when we tucked tail and ran in Vietnam, helicoptering people. I don't know if you remember, there were Afghanis hanging onto the wheels of airplanes as they took off. They died as those jets were taken off. I mean, can you imagine the level of desperation you have to have to be hanging on an aircraft while it's taking off? That's how bad they wanted to leave. It was chaos. And they described, you would have thought it was, I'll tell you what you would have thought. You would have thought it was January 6th tapes of the insurrection where people were walking through the Capitol listening to the girl from Ipanema like they were in a shopping mall, being led by the very people who they say, oh, these people were in peril. The Capitol Hill police were so brave. Everything these people say is a lie. I don't know what Lloyd Austin had done. I don't know. Did he get a mole removed and something happened? By the way, how does this speak to the VA? This is the top dog. And he had to go back in for complications to his elective surgery. Maybe he got a sex change operation. Maybe he's going to come out and he's going to be Lowena Austin. Do we know? Well, I'm anxious to get the report. And this is one of these few things where the story isn't that big of a deal. I mean, it is a big deal because he's the number two. You know, he's the guy that's running the whole war machine. But in the scheme of things, we have bigger things to talk about. But I got to tell you, I am curious to know what would allow a man at that cabinet level position to go AWOL and nobody know. That's incompetence. But I will say this. We didn't miss him. Joe Biden was on vacation for 13 days. I don't know. I mean, he was out of touch. He did nothing. We didn't miss him. We don't miss anything these clowns do. We have a government that's sadly running on its own and with the occasional inputs from Joe Biden and his team, and that's when things go awry. I gotta leave it there.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.